6487. Sponsored by Margaret Jackson.
AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Thank you so much for tuning into the show tonight. We know you could tune in somewhere else, but we appreciate you tuning in here. Stats and facts, small businesses we're going to talk about tonight. Just keep it tuned into AM 1220 KDOW. We always like to thank our listeners for tuning into the show. We appreciate you so much. If you want to get your questions and concerns or thoughts on the show with me tonight, relevant to the show, dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220, and we'll get you on air with me. Small business is not small potatoes. Small business. Small business is big business, actually. There are about 28.8 million small businesses in the United States. Now, if you'd like to round up, I know some of you are number people. This is business and finance, so maybe you like rounding up. So maybe you might want to say 29 million businesses in the U.S. If it doesn't really work, we need another 0.2 businesses. But hey, maybe they're in SBDC and they're pre-venture. They're just getting started, and those numbers are really there somewhere. But 28.8 million small businesses in the United States, with about 57 million employees. It's a lot of employees, according to the Small Business Administration's definition of employees. Now, its definition of small business, and just kind of want to remind you, fewer than 500 employees. Now, there's some parameters around that. It depends on your industry. You can check SBA's Small Business Standard Chart on their website to determine whether or not you're a business. If you're an auto industry, if you have less than 200 employees, you're a small auto industry employee. And we're going to talk small biz stats and facts tonight. I just want to give you some information that you might not think about or know about. And I had this great event yesterday. And we did this event, the Small Business Development Center, California, Silicon Valley, Alameda County, entrepreneurship and startup roundtable at Ohlone Community College, Tri-Cities Career Center. And this event, what was interesting about it, we did this Shark Tank activity. Let me tell you, if you haven't done a Shark Tank activity and you're working with small businesses, you're an organization somewhere throughout the United States, and you haven't really done this activity, it's really fun. And the way it was set up, we had four sharks. I moderated the activity, and had these like nice little gooseneck microphones, so each shark could, you know, depress their little button. I have to show you this picture because it was really fun. It's in there sitting and depressing their little button to talk to the small business owner that's pitching their business. And it wasn't about winning some investor. It was about really supporting and helping these small businesses understand the depth and value of a great pitch. And a great pitch means that you know your business, you understand your business model, you understand the MVP of your products, or maybe it's just a product. You don't need 10 products to be successful. Sometimes you have too many and you haven't focused on any one to really give your small business the push that it needs. Because less, you know, you've heard less is more. I got news for you. Less is more. It's more. And so when they pitched, and we spent about an hour doing this activity. There was a lot of things going on during the day. So five businesses, random, they had cards, little 3x5 cards, and they could kind of pick them out of kind of the fishbowl kind of thing, right? And out of all of the businesses, and some of these businesses felt like they're ready. They're enthusiastic. They're ready. And I saw one fantastic pitch. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm live in the studio. Crazy, crazy, crazy. The party started without me this evening. But hello, Bay Area. This is Margaret Jackson, Money 2.0, Business on the Edge. So glad you could make it. Glad you got here before I did. So we've got a captive audience here. Thank you for listening to our pre-show comments to get me here into the station. What is going on with Bay Area traffic? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Tonight, we're going to talk about, I thought we'd do something different. We're going to talk about sports, particularly basketball, money, revenue, who's making what. But before we get into some of the numbers outside of 114 and 110, I know we're, you know, okay, so let me just deal with this first. Let's just deal with the reality here. Here's the conundrum. Did the Raptors win or did the Raptors win? Really? Or did they, dare I say it, did they win by default? My producer's like, oh, yeah. His head is about ready to fall off his shoulders, just shaking it. But on the other hand, you know it's business, right? Basketball is business. Entertainment, a deal is a deal. Winning is winning. At the end of the day, do you really care how you win? Oh, now, and I mean in the most legal way. So outside of those that don't understand that concept, I'm just saying. But at the end of the day, it's a win. It's a win. How you win, you know, it's debatable here today. And the Raptors, I think, may not at the end of the day care. Are they asking for that game 7 just to be sure? Well, they won. And so besides that, you can't win all the time. Every business has ebbs and flows, including sports. Sports is not immune to ebbs and flows. Sometimes your people get sick. Sometimes your people leave the team. Sometimes your coach or boss is fired or whatever the case may be. What I find most fascinating about this, though, this is just a great teaching moment, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Great teaching moment here. We thought we'd, and Warriors, they're champions, period. Come on. They're champions. They it is what it is. And so it's you know, we're not going to change that. You got great teams competing here. But what's interesting is the value of one person. The value of who's on your team. And if you change any one person on that team, does it change the game? And we'd like to think that it doesn't change the game, but I beg to differ. The Warriors are an example that KD, heal up, man. Heal up. You come back next season strong. Just, you know, heart, a lot of heart. One person changes the game. When you look at your team, when you have a stellar team in your office, in your workplace, it is so important to keep that synergy and keep that team moving forward, motivated, doing what you're doing. Win-win. Get your projects done. get to that next level, you win as a team. National Basketball Association. Stats and facts. Money and revenue. Who's making what? Interesting, interesting information. Interesting. So the NBA industry. And for those of you that are still just having a meltdown over yesterday's loss, it's okay. Have a beer. I don't know, whatever you're doing. Just, you know, take the weekend and just kind of, you know, get it all out. This is, you know, what's interesting. Here's another thing that's interesting, and I don't really understand it. You know, men talk about, you know, women will watch our, you know, really popularized, you know, probably in the 70s, 80s, stories. TV, we called, the women called, I've got to watch my stories. I got to watch my stories. And here's a true story. It's a true story. My wedding video, I promise you, it was so important for me to watch my stories, and I couldn't watch it that day, and I accidentally taped over my wedding. Just saying, weddings. So, I know my, but men in basketball and sports, come on. And I know there's a lot of us women love sports, but guys, you guys are the most, for men who believe that they are unemotional, unfeeling when it comes to emotion, and women are the most emotional creatures on the planet. I don't know. When it comes to sports, I've seen grown men cry. Come on, Michael Jordan cried when they won their first champion, and he's hugging and kissing the golden basketball championship trophy, crying. Interesting, interesting. That's just food for thought. $8 billion industry. $8 billion industry. National Basketball Association. NBA team with the highest revenue. Do you think it's the Warriors? I'm having this conversation really with my producer in here who's the sports man. It's the New York Knicks. The New York Knicks, $443 million highest revenue. Yes. I know, right? Right? The NBA salary cap in 2018-19, $101.87 million. $1 million. NBA average team payroll, $120.47 million. Who do you think is the highest paid NBA player today? When we come back, I'll tell you. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW on Meds 2. This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's a hit. What's up? We're back. We're back. Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Money, sports money, Nike, Alaskan Airlines, Google, ESPN, Apple, YouTube, all like sport, money, entertainment, high earners, industry game changers, ballers making a ridiculous amount of money. Before I went to commercial break, I asked, who's the highest NBA earner? And who's the highest NBA retired earner? Yeah, these guys, they're so not in his league in terms of revenue at the moment. There might be a few that if they invest wisely, we'll see. We don't know. My producer here, I'm going to refer to him a few times tonight just because he's a diehard sports maniac. Just, that's Marco. Sports, he knows sports. And he guessed it, LeBron James. LeBron James. Don't show off. Don't show, what? What? This is my show. What are you doing? No, okay. So the highest paid players, 2019, LeBron James leads with $89 million. $89 million. And so that's total earnings, $88.7 million. Salary and bonuses. What is it? Bonuses. $35.7 million. Endorsements, $53 million. Not too bad. Not too bad. Not too bad. Endorsements are Nike, Coca-Cola, Beats by Dre, Blaze Pizza. Have you had Blaze Pizza? 2K Sports. I think he's doing all right. Number two in the NBA league. Number two, highest earner. Steph Curry. Steph Curry, the man. Total earnings, $79.5 million. Salary and bonuses, $37.5 million. Endorsements, $42 million. Yes. High earners, high earners. Where are they getting their money? What are we paying for? Right? This is an amazing industry. If you want to get into an industry, this is not a bad industry to be in. Game changers, game changers. One person out, one key person out changes the game. From a championship moment to a, well, we'll see you next season kind of moment. Think about that for your team game players in your own offices. Same thing. The same rules apply. Don't think they don't. Don't think they don't. They impact. You're like, well, I'll bring in someone new. Okay. You sure can, but you will feel that change. KD. Kevin Durant. I like Kevin Durant. He just feels like he's just a good guy. You know, he's just a good guy. Just a nice guy. You know, not all of his team players are nice guys. I can think of one. Just kind of annoys me. Who? You know who I mean. Anyway, doubt if he's on the top 10 list of most highest payers. Paid players. Kevin Durant, total earnings $65 million. Salary and bonuses $30 million. Endorsements $35 million. Making it work. $400 million in salaries and endorsements during his career. KD. You know, he wants to be an NBA owner. Do you know that? Can happen. Can happen. We got an example of that as well. Can happen, can happen. Number four, highest earner, Russell Westbrook. Westbrook, total earnings, $53.7 million. Just saying, this is ridiculous amount of money. The salary and bonuses, have you noticed, are the same, $35.7 million. So we're seeing a pattern here. So that's an NBA thing. That's a, you know, I wouldn't mind falling somewhere in there. Endorsements, $18 million. Not a whole lot there in comparison to LeBron and Curry and Westbrook. Nike. Gotta go to a commercial break. When we come back, highest retired NBA players. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Money, money, money.
Welcome back. Money, money, money. I could only say money, 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 money. Minimum. I like to say minimum. The 20, wealthygorilla.com is kind of a cool site. The 20 richest NBA players in the world, 2019. We have made sports, entertainment, a wealthy industry. We're so loyal till these guys are and their endorsers and everything. It's a game. Remember, this is business. This is not just me rattling off numbers. There's a business model to this. The whole industry, the whole concept, the hot dogs, the beers, the Nike gym shoes. Google, everyone wants a, and we buy into it, all of it. This is business. This is the sweet smell and aroma of big business, ridiculous business. If you're a business owner, a small business, and let me just be clear, small business owners doesn't mean that its valuation is small. And we tend to think of small business as just the mom and pop, the micro businesses. And even with micro businesses, there's, in my mind, there's businesses that are smaller than a microcosmic, little teeny tiny, just, and sometimes I call them hobbyists, but they may want to go somewhere with it. Just the, okay, so those are there. But you have small businesses that are making a lot of money, because small business is by size, not by value, in terms of revenue value. So they could be doing extremely well. So don't, you know, think that when we say small business, we're talking about, you know, a business that's doing $20,000 a year. You know, they're probably just starting up, and it's themselves, you know, me, myself, and I kind of concept. So the wealthiest, the richest NBA players in the world, who do you think's number one? Who do you think's number one? And they could be retired or not. If you don't know who number one is, I'm going to tell you. But before I tell you, here's some of the numbers. Here's some of the numbers. Kevin Durant's number 11, the richest NBA player, net worth $170 million. Grant Hill, $180 million. Kevin Garnett, $190 million net worth. David Robinson. I like David Robinson too. David Robinson is just some guys are just good guys. Just, you know, I'm wondering, and come on, I'm not the only one that's kind of had this debate. You know, NBA, maybe a few of the players are a little from the thug life. Just saying. Net worth, David Robinson. I love him. He's just awesome, awesomeness. Just great, 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 great personality. $200 million. Kobe Bryant, $350 million net worth. Shaq is still getting his, you know, him and his commercials, and he's just $400 million. So he is still, you know, I think he's just going to continue to increase his wealth. You know, he's really paying attention to what he's doing and wanting to secure his future, just watching some of the things that he's doing in his endorsements and commercials and all. LeBron James, number four, $440 million. But Magic Johnson, always just, he's like a gentle giant teddy bear. $600 million. Okay, let me just get to the bottom line. Number one, Michael Jordan, $1.5 billion net worth. He just became a billionaire a couple of years ago. AM 1220, KDOW Business and Interest, Margaret Jackson.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge Magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the Young Entrepreneur, Women in Business Centerfold, Small Business Science Lab, Bridging the Gap, The Bottom Line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. That's cool. I'm telling you, I just never get tired of coming into this show. Small Business Concierge magazine, a lot of things going on. The magazine is, you know, it just continues to evolve and grow and reach business owners, small business owners, women in business. We've got our next magazine coming up in August. Guys, I recommend that you get a copy, either on issue.com or we'll have them available. We'll have some, and now printing our magazine, so we're getting into our print run, so I'm excited about that. So we've got some special things coming up with the Small Business Concierge magazine. If you want to check out the Small Business Concierge magazine, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. Check out our different magazines that are out there. We've got several issues that we have produced, but we're gonna celebrate women. I had an opportunity to be at an event today that I get to meet some very interesting people. I get to kind of rub elbows with our civic leaders and, you know, boots on the ground in terms of what's going on with our economy, what's growth paths for businesses and how can we support them and you know, who's running for the next office. And I am going to invite some of our, see if we can get maybe some of our presidential candidates on the show. Particularly, not that I favor any one candidate, but particularly women, just because it's kind of like this world of the women. Like we have our hands on our, you know, our little fists on our waist with our cape, you know, blowing in the wind and saying we belong at the table. And the Small Business Concierge magazine that's coming out for our fall edition is really all things women. And we're going to have a lot of articles in there that our contributors will be primarily women. I'm sure we'll have, you know, some from our male counterpart. But sometimes you just need to be celebrated. Men need to be, and that doesn't take away, you know, let me just make this clear. Just because we celebrate any particular group doesn't take away from your group. Do you understand what I'm saying? Sometimes there's this, well, I remember a few years back, I was on Rob Black's show, and we're talking, kind of how I'm talking to you tonight. And Rob asked me an interesting question, and he'll be on soon. We're gonna bring him back on Business on the Edge. I'm looking forward to having Rob on the show. But he asked me, why do women open businesses that sell products and services that are for, you know, primarily for women? And simply put, my answer was, is because men aren't doing it. Women understand what the needs of a woman, what we're looking for, what we're, and so we gravitate towards providing solutions, services that even when it comes to inspirational or empowerment, and again, it doesn't take away from, you know, I don't know if you ever remember this cartoon years ago, He-Man and She-Ra. It didn't take away, She-Ra being She-Ra didn't take away from He-Man being He-Man. It was a very cool cartoon, by the way. He-Man was confident in himself being He-Man. And She-Ra was very confident being She-Ra. And so that's kind of the way it is. And there should be a celebration of allowing women to become every bit of who they're designed to be. Every bit of her exceptional her. And we have supported our men throughout history. And the converse should be, men, do the same in support for women. It shouldn't be, and I would say this to women, that you don't have to be a bully. Now, I just want, you don't have to be a bully. You don't have to be, I can't say it on air. I can't say it on air. You don't have to be it. There is eloquence. There is diplomacy. There is a better way to respond. Interesting enough, a man can be a bully and act whatever. But you don't, and he doesn't have to be that. But for women, and this is what this next issue is about, is really the strength and the power and the gracefulness of a woman as a CEO, a woman as a executive in her industry. Nothing wrong with that. We want to celebrate that. So our magazine is going to have Power Women covered on the front of the magazine. I'm going to do some interviews with these powerful women. In fact, for those of you that are in Silicon Valley Bay Area, we've got some great women. We've got someone in particular flying from the East Coast here for our cover magazine shot. Looking forward to all of that. Become part of something bigger than yourself. You know, this magazine is touching the world. If you haven't seen it yet, go out to our website at smallbusinessconcierge.biz or issue.com, ISSUU.com, and just do a search for small business, and the Small Business Concierge will come up, because we have several editions out there and we're usually somewhere near the top. But if you are a woman, power professional, contact our office and see how you can be a part of this next issue. And you can email me at onthe edge@businessontheedge.biz. And men, come on and get behind your women and push. It is their time. It is our hour to sit at the table and come up with solutions. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Thank you for tuning in to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
/events. This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need
money, 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 2.0. Money, 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 2.0. Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Thank you, Marco. You've done great tonight. Flying in here all late. Can't get through traffic. Starting the party without me. Thank you for that. Great, great, great. We have had a fun show tonight. NBA basketball is business. One person can make the difference. If the Warriors were a healthy team, could we take a poll on who would be the 2019 champions? Come on, Raptors, deal with it. You know the truth. Come on. We're all thinking it, and you are too. But that wasn't the case. You know, remember, your dream team, your office dream team, everyone, that's who makes that office work. And that doesn't mean that there's not other players and other positions and other things that are happening. You have the bench warmers. That's, you know. But your A team makes a difference. It's business. The National Basketball Association is making a whole lot of money, revenue, and they're doing their jobs well. The whole thing, the whole marketing, the whole campaigning. It's a quote. The American dream belongs to all of us. What a great way. What a great quote to end this evening show with. Kamala Harris, the American dream belongs to all of us. And she's like a pit bull and she's going to shake that thing. And let me just leave you with this. The top five Forbes, you know, they put out their annual list of the value of the NBA teams. New York Knicks, $4 billion, an 11% value increase from last year. $4 billion. Los Angeles Lakers, $3.7 billion. Our top five NBA teams, 12% up from 2018. Golden State Warriors, come on, $3.5 billion. And the Chicago Bulls, still $2.9 billion. Boston Celtics, $2.8 billion. The top five teams in the NBA are a combined worth of $16.9 billion. Billion dollars. Business, not a bad industry to be in. So keep that in mind, is that, you know, when you go to your big game in your business, what? Make sure all your people are healthy and happy and doing what they need to do, so that way you guys can win together. You do win together. We win as a team. We don't win as silos. As great as Michael Jordan coming into the industry was, they couldn't win any games. He was a ball hawk. Until he started learning how to pass the ball and using his team, that's when they started, really, go look at the old footage. I couldn't stand watching him. I was like, oh my gosh. You know, did they give him the ball again? You know, and he would have these enormous numbers. Use your team. Work together. Connect with us and find out how you can also be part of our Small Business Concierge magazine. We're going to get out of here tonight. And if you want to be a part of the magazine and get a special discount at 15%, tell us you heard it here at AM 1220 KDOW. And ladies out there, power women, connect with us. Find out how you can be a part of our next issue. We'd love to have you and connect with you. This is Margaret Jackson, Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. Margaret Jackson, Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. Bay Area, Silicon Valley. Remember, success is not by chance. It is purpose and it is planned. Have a good evening. Be good to somebody out there.